Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. Many of us are just getting back from Marathon Weekend 2019. I'm sure a great time was had by y'all. I'm getting back late this evening, so we've got a special treat for you today. We're going back to last summer. This is our number five of the Be Our Guest podcast 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World, where we got together as an amazing community and raised $30,000 for the great folks at Give Kids the World. Thanks again for your awesome generosity. You truly changed lives that day, and we're going to do this again this summer, bigger and better than ever. We've got some great announcements. We can't tell you just yet, but trust me, the 10th annual is going to be awesome, and you can be a part of it. So stand by for that. But first, we're going to play today's show. We're going to take you a walk down memory lane. We take a lot of calls during the show. We talk cruise line. We talk transportation, Uber, Lyft, minivans, getting around Walt Disney World. We talk about some unique kids' experiences, traveling with families. It's a great show because we open up the phone lines, Pam, Ricky, and I, and lots of our callers talking Disney, and that's really what this show is all about. Moving into 2019, we've got a great new sponsor. We're partnering up with theruddingbuddy.com, which is a product I've used for years and years and years. It's a little pouch that I use to hold my iPhone as I run, and it's real snug and secure right there on my waistband, and I've never had an issue with it. They reached out to us because they've got a great Disney collection. So they want to let you know that they want you to check out their great Disney products. They say, planning a trip to the happiest place on earth? Share your love for your favorite mouse with the Running Buddy's new Disney Luxe Travel Collection. They offer a variety of products like Mickey and Minnie Mouse backpacks, purses, magnetic hands-free buddy pouches, and more. You even get a free Disney pin with each purchase. Also, as a special gift to our Be Our Guest podcast listeners, use the code BEOURGUEST for 10% off at checkout. So check them out today. They're over at therunningbuddy.com. Don't forget about our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They're there to save you time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal trip because they have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, and much more. So check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com. Now sit back and relax. We've got a great show planned for you. We're going back to last summer, where we raised $30,000 for Give Kids the World. Have a great day, everybody.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
All right, so let's do a little reset because we are here to benefit Give Kids the World Village. It's our 9th annual 12-hour live show. And of course, all day we are taking donations for Give Kids the World, and that's going to help those families that are going through major struggles with their children have a vacation, no charge to them, ice cream for breakfast. They celebrate the holidays each and every week. They're visiting the Central Florida attractions, and while they're at the village, they have all kinds of entertainment there as well. So those donations help make all that happen. So please drop by BeOurGuestPodcast.com. There's a big button to donate there. We're going to catch up on our awesome donations and all that. But Ricky, let us know about the auction, because we have some folks tuning in here in the afternoon that weren't with us this morning. So lots of good stuff up for grabs. Lots of good stuff.
So much good stuff that's up for grabs. So to find the auction, you're going to go to facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and you are going to find the auction album. You are going to see a bunch of items that are pictured, and each one of those is an item up for bids. So how you bid is there's the comment section for each item, and you'll see that almost all of our items have bids on them now at this point. So you'll see the last bid that has been made. And you will make a bid that is higher than that bid.
It only goes one way. You can't go less.
can't go less. So, and the auction will end at 7:30 prompt. And like I said, I've said before, I do know, I can see when people are making the donation or the bids. So you're don't very, cheat. I will know.
You'll say you're very non-trusting today. You keep saying that.
I'm just saying. I don't want anybody to go in and think, I can swipe this. So anyway, yeah. But we've got so many great items. They range from, obviously, LuLaRoe, Disney stuff. I mean, so fantastic. We've got a ton of Lizard merchandise. So if you are a Lizard and you are listening to this, you need to go to the auction album, because there is something there for you that you are going to want. I can guarantee it. So We've got the Daytona 500 tickets, which are super awesome that those are there. So thankful for that donation. We also have the airline miles, which it's 30,000 airline miles. I mean, that'll get you somewhere.
That's a lot of miles. 30,000. That's almost how many miles I've run since the beginning of the year.
Oh, I know. Goodness. There's some great stuff there. There's some things that, like, we haven't had a chance to talk about, but there is a Kate Spade mini wallet. Yes. That's there. Has some other stuff too. There is a Dory Alex Wu necklace available. I'm going to target some of our higher priced items so that y'all so that y'all can get there and go look at some of these things.
The fight is on.
There's some Rodan and Fields Hydration Bright Eye Complex. Hello, who does not need this? I'm just saying.
I could use a little.
Reduces dark circles and puffiness.
So. I'm so puffy.
I think we've all
right
got
now
that today. So,
right?
There is a custom made wood sign that has a Disney theme, and there's some really, really cute ones out there.
Let me tell you, I had them make me a sign. It is a fantastic sign. So
there you go.
You're going to want one of these signs.
Lots of good stuff.
It doesn't have to say Ricky is awesome Disney, like hers.
Yes. We have some Disney theme park tickets, a few different kinds. So you're going to want to go and check those out. We have that was donated by our own Steve Hood. He has a Nomad Disney canine coin, which is apparently a very rare item. So you're going to want to check that out. Very cool thing that you can bid on there. I love that you can bid on and just get like a little piece of, you know, a piece of Disney history. We have a lot of stuff donated directly by Give Kids the World that has like some cast member magazines, a pictorial souvenir from 1976, I believe, is when it is. Mm-hmm. There's some really cool brochures that are from sort of, I guess we'd call them, are you ready for this? Vintage. We'd call them vintage. Vintage. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's go ahead and do that. Make sure that you see that. We also have, there's a Disney t-shirt that you can get. It says Space, Splash, and Thunder.
Oh, I have that shirt. And you know what? Every time I get a picture taken in the parks, everybody's like, where'd you get that shirt? So there you go. Get yours today.
You can win one.
Yes.
Now you get to. You get to choose the size, and you get to choose either blue or gray for that. So then you get to do that as well. There's a pack of six attraction posters from Disneyland. So make sure you go ahead and check those out. They have some of your favorites, Dumbo, Storybook Land, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan. There are some Tsum Tsum pillows that I'm sure some kids would love to win. Those are awesome. Dawn, our friend Dawn, has two beautiful bags that she created. And if
they're
you
gorgeous.
Have, I know,
gorgeous.
Right?
Yes.
I know. Yes. I'm watching both, actually.
I see.
What's going on? I have not bid yet.
Got it. She's keeping.
Snipe. She's going to be a sniper. Look out. She's going to snipe.
I know, right? So anyways, there's a D23 watch and this great big pin that are available. Two different Disney puzzles. One is the Haunted Mansion and then one is Mickey and Pluto. Adorable. There is a very cool Mickey Mouse embossed cocktail shaker.
Yes.
Hello. What a unique item there. I love the idea with that. So anyways, that's a cool item as well. There is a Han Solo running outfit.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes.
For the ladies. that's a cool thing. And also, this one I actually think is really unique. It is a custom-made outfit. A shirt for a boy or a dress for a girl. Madeline, who donated this, will create a design based on the child's favorite Disney character and make them an outfit. I tell you, this is not a talent I have at all.
No.
So it's really cool to be able to see someone who does have talent do something like that. So imagine an outfit created particularly just for your child, based on their favorite. Or, you know, not, it doesn't even have to be your child. I'd pick a niece or a nephew or a friend's child or something. But anyways, that'll be fun. And there's not only, there's a package that includes 3 one-day park hopper tickets. Everyone can use those. There's also a package that includes 2 one-day park hopper tickets. Again, great tickets available there. So anyways, there's so many great things to bid on. I've just, you know, talked about a few of them. And go head over there and make your bid. The great thing is 100% of what you bid on these, it gets donated to Give Kids the World. So that's awesome.
Yes. So great. So, I mean, and I want to thank everybody who made the donations as well.
Sure.
You know, it's without you guys, I would have nothing to donate for the auction. So
right.
A big thank you to everyone who donated. You know, I just get amazed every year of the things that you guys come up with. You guys are so creative and I love that. Like, things I would have never thought of. So I love it every year when somebody messages me and they're like, hey, I have this idea for the auction. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. So it's so creative, you guys. So thank you to everyone who donated those items.
All right. So let's get a new total here. And we're going to get ready to, at the top of the hour, we're going to record our listener question show for Wednesday. So get your questions ready. Give us a call or you can ask in the Facebook chat, whatever you like. But let me check the schedule here again real quick just to make sure that's right.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, Mr. Cockrell. Yes. Yes. And then we'll get to Mr. Jim Hill at 4 o'clock Eastern. Sounds good. So we'll do the listener questions from 3 to 4. But let's hit that refresh button. That's the French button. The button.
I see. Okay.
Holy cow. We are doing
it. I might have been able to tell you about the French. I'm just saying, you know.
You know, today is Bastille Day. By the way.
It is.
I heard it on the radio this morning going to McDonald's. All right. So our new total, check it out. We're 16 minutes away from being halfway, or we're getting close. We're 13 minutes away from being halfway through the show.
We need to get there. Come on.
And we're just about halfway to the goal. We are now at $9,480 raised for Give Kids the World. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Good job, guys. Awesome. Good job. Come on. I want to see us get that's a halfway point when we hit the halfway point of the podcast. So
that's it.
You got 13 minutes. Let's do this.
Yes. So let's get to 10,000 before the top of the hour. All right, let's pick it up here. Let's go with our new donators, and I will pick it up with, let's see here. Kate Giasante was last, right?
Yes,
because that was the word of the day. That's awesome. I remember that now. Dennis Keithley with a great donation. Thank you so much. He says, good work, BOGP. Dennis is a fellow podcaster, podcasts about Star Wars. It is Sabers. I always forget the name. It's 3 words. I listen to it. Sabers something. In something with Star Wars, Stormtroopers. I can't remember. I know they talk about Coffee with Kenobi. That's another one. Dennis, help me out. I know you're tuned in. So we'll get that other. But thank you so much, Dennis, for your donation. Joe Laszlo down in the ATL. He says, Hyperspace Hoopla forever. I could not agree more. There's nothing better than Darth Vader dancing to Spice Girls. What was Disney thinking by taking that out? That was so fun.
It became too popular.
It did. I think it was a victim of its own success. We showed a video to Mallory while we were down there. We're like, Darth Vader used to dance to like Britney Spears stuff. And she's like, no way. I'm like, watch here, right here in the middle of the studios. She couldn't believe it. So they need to bring it back. Jacob Yale says, love the show, guys. Can't miss an episode. So glad I can help Give Kids the World. Thank you so much for your donation. Julie Banwart, in loving memory of John Shelton. So thank you for that, Julie, fellow lizard there. Cheryl Pavia, thank you so much. Just thank you, BOGP. Thank you, Cheryl. The Julie Banwart family, thank you, Ricky, Pam, and Mike, for all you do for the wonderful community you have built. Go Lizards, hashtag keep Captain out of Facebook jail. Has anybody checked on Mike lately? Is he around? Is he in jail?
He's not in jail.
Is he incarcerated? I don't know.
I don't think he is. I think he's still free to post.
Okay, good. We haven't heard from him for a couple hours. I get a little nervous. All right. So let's see here. Joey Jones, one of the lizards who is everywhere in the United States running half marathons. He goes everywhere and runs all the races. He's donating $10 for each mile run today. He ran 10 miles today and $1 for each state I've completed a half marathon in. He's completed a half marathon, guys. Get this. In 40 states. If my math isn't terrible, I think he's only got 10 to go, but that could be out. No, I'm sure it's still 50 states. He says, go Lizards and BOGP family. Joey, we love you. Hope you're having a great day out in PA, I believe. Constance Presley, thank you, Connie, in honor of her new grandson, Kurt. Thanks for helping the kids. And hey, Kurt, thank you. Phil and Teresa Sheingold, they say, we love our BOGP family. We love you guys, and we can't wait to be out in Indy. In a mere 6 or 5, I guess it's almost 5 weeks now. We were talking about it the whole trip. So it was 6 weeks when we were there. So it's probably 5 now. I can't wait. Indy Disney meet. Can't wait. And Carrie Good for Lillian, who loved her time at Give Kids the World. Thank you so much for your donation. Again, please donate at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Click on the link and it will take you right there through First Giving. Very nice. $4,980. Awesome.
Awesome.
All righty, so let's do this. So we are going to, let's open the phone lines until the top of the hour. We're not going to take questions, but if you have a question, go ahead. But we can just talk Disney. So if you have anything, you might want to talk about what Dan Cockrell just mentioned. You know, a lot I'm fired up for the world right now.
Seriously,
so if you want to give us a call.
Right?
I know, tell me about it. Like, I just want to go out and just like lead. I don't even know what I want to lead.
Be awesome at my job. I know, again. I know. That's totally it. Go back to work on Monday and be like, yeah, I'm here. Let's do this. Yeah.
But see, I love people like that because seriously, like I'm fired up right now. Like I'm so fired up and I can't really go anywhere, but I'm fired up for the podcast. Let's do this, people. Come on.
Yes.
All right.
Excited. So
let me add a call to action here with the phone number because I had to restart that. So
these nuggets are amazing, by the way.
I had Chick-fil-A. That was so good.
Oh, so did we.
Oh, you had Chick-fil-A too? You had the nuggets? You didn't get the number one?
No, I always eat the nuggets. I like the nuggets best.
Nugs for Ricky, hashtag.
Nugs for Ricky. By the way, I like how I went upstairs, and you got Steve and Scott and Elizabeth all sitting on the couch, and they're all like, we're so tired. And I'm like, really?
You're so tired when sitting around that's wearing them out?
I was like, really? They're like, we had to go to Costco and walk around. I was like, that's not the same.
Oh, I've gone to Sam's Club with the gardeners and it was so much fun. We had a, because I've never been in a Costco, but that was so much fun. We bought all kinds of stuff we didn't need.
I just had to laugh. I was like, you're tired.
Hey, we need to, I was going to say, we need to get Scott and Elizabeth in here later to talk about the highway in the sky thing.
Oh, yeah. Well.
So just have them on standby. And then you guys can take a break.
All right. I'm going upstairs right now. So.
All right.
Let them know.
Okay.
I'll be back.
All right. So we are taking your calls 407-413-9395. Be a part of the show. Call in right now. Oh, somebody just called it. Try again. It was the 517 area code. So give us a try again. For some reason, it did not go through.
Did not work.
Huh. Now you're making me hungry for nuggets, even though I just ate a sandwich.
I'm sorry. My bad.
You know what? That's the advantage of doing this show on a Saturday and not a Sunday is we could have Chick-fil-A. We usually do it on a Sunday.
That's true. We can't have Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
You know, if I, just for the record, if I ever become president, I'm going to make it so that you're not allowed to do.
Chick-fil-A has to be open on Sunday.
No. Chick-fil-A can be closed on Sunday. I get that. That's a cool thing. I worked at Chick-fil-A, by the way, for a while, for 3 weeks.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah,
interesting.
At Jamestown Mall for 3 weeks. And then it was too hard.
Really?
I went back to the skating rink. I was like, right. I can sit
was
up.
That
in the...
when it was, in it, was that when it was in the food court? Or
no,
was that when it was in
next door to Past Pets?
Yes. I remember those.
We caught a mouse in the back one time. Yes.
That was when like nobody really knew what Chick-fil-A was.
Yes, yeah. It was before Chick-fil-A was like cool.
It was before Chick-fil-A was a thing. Yes.
Yeah, people couldn't pronounce it. Like they'd say Chick-fil-A or you know, they didn't know how to say it. Anyway. So
reminiscing with Mike and Ricky.
Yeah, exactly. This is what happens when you're on 12 hours. But I will say that when I become president, you're not allowed to air a Chick-fil-A commercial on a Sunday because what happens is they advertise during Cardinals games. Like Adam Wainwright, one of our pitchers, is from Georgia, so he does all their commercials. And no kidding, every Sunday he does a commercial. I'm like, oh. What I wouldn't give for a Chick-fil-A sandwich right now.
I can't get Chick-fil-A.
It's so bad. Anyway, give us a call, 407-413-9.
This hour sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
Yes, it is. Here it is, product placement. So give us a call, 407-413-9395. How's the auction's going? Pretty well so far?
The auction is going awesome. Let me just tell you, like, it is going gangbusters. There are some fights breaking out. I'm just saying.
Yes.
It is going awesome. So, yeah, it's a there. I mean, you know, there's a ton of items up for bids. So everybody seems very excited about the things we have up there. And I'm kind of watching things as we speak to see how the bidding goes, how the bidding's going for stuff. And yeah, I mean, it's getting intense. And we're only halfway through. So I'm excited. But, you know, remember, go to the album. It's on our Facebook page. And you'll see all the items that are up for auction.
Up for bids, like Drew Carey. All right, I think we have... You kept saying up for bids. Reminds me of Drew Carey.
Up for bids. Oh, got it.
All right, we have a caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Up for bids. Aw.
Hi, this is Crystal from Chicago.
What's up, Crystal? Is it as hot in Chicago as it is in St. Louis today?
It's pretty humid here. The sun's not out, but it's humid.
Yeah, good stuff. So how's it?
But it makes me feel like I'm in Florida, so I like it.
There
See,
you go.
That's how crazy we are as Disney fans. Like, oh, it's hot and humid. It feels like Orlando, even though it's
kind of
miserable.
I love it.
Nice. So what's on your mind today?
Okay, so we're going to Disney World in November for our anniversary, but our whole family's coming. And we do have babysitters. We have a newborn right now, so he'll be 3 months when we go. And we also have a 5- and a 6-year-old. So we got offered, you know, we have babysitters who can go. So while my husband Matt and I go out to dinner, you know, we'll have aunts or uncles or even grandparents who can babysit. However, I'm really excited about this Pixar Play Zone at the Contemporary. And considering we've never been on a cruise and may never go because my husband gets seasick, I wanted to like try it out for my kids. You know, they're at an age where I feel like it's perfect. So I don't know, should I save money and let the, you know, family babysit, or just let them try this and see how it is? Because I know I would love to go.
Yeah,
but
I haven't seen this firsthand. I don't know how. Ricky, what are you hearing about the reviews on the Pixar Play Zone thing?
I mean, I've heard decent things about it. I mean, obviously it's a lot like the cruise line, like you're saying. It's a lot like the kid programs that they have on there, where the evening is filled with a whole bunch of activities and stuff like that for the kids to do. So I mean, I think it sounds like a lot of fun. I know if I was a kid, I would be all over it. Like, I think I would totally be into going to something like that. So I think that it would be a great idea to try. I definitely would be game for it. So as a kid, I mean, you know, like, I'm thinking of myself as a kid, and I know that I would have had a great time at it. So, cause we did a Disney cruise when I was a kid with the Big Red Boat, and they had, something similar. It was, you know, when Disney was testing the idea of cruise line. And, so they had kind of their own little kids clubs like that. And I remember some of the activities and stuff like that we did, and I very much enjoyed it. So I'm going to say yes.
We just had a guest actually return, and she wrote in saying that they had, you know, that she took her kids and they really enjoyed it. So I've heard only good things so far.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like they're only going to be this age.
Yes.
For, you know, not for long. So why not give it a try? And I don't know. I feel it's worth the splurge for them.
Well, too, I think a lot of times, too, with the kids, it's so unpredictable. We were having this conversation while we were down at Walt Disney World that, you know, you think that their number one memory when you ask them about the trip a year from now is going to be, you know, eating breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table or riding pirates or something like that. And inevitably with kids that age, it ends up being an experience like a Pixar Play Zone or like a, you know, a swimming pool or some random thing like riding the monorail. You know, it's totally right. Something that was like 72nd on your list, and it's the thing they're going to remember forever. So this might be one of those experiences.
Right. And yeah, and I don't know if it's going to be around next year or, you know, the year after that, the next time we go. So I don't know. I feel... I mean, I'm sure they would love to be back at the resort swimming as well. So either way, it'll be fine.
There are no bad choice.
Yeah. Your kids are lucky. You've got it all covered. I mean, either way, they're going to have a blast. And plus, being with their family would be fun, too.
For sure.
Awesome. So when are you headed down?
We're heading down in November. November 4th is when we'll be there.
Nice. So are you going down for any? Is that the race weekend for Wine and Dine? I think it might be.
I don't think so.
No, I think it's the next weekend.
I've been told that's like Jersey week. So I don't know. It's like we'll be there from Sunday to Saturday. So starting November 4th.
Better start working on that New Jersey accent so that they can understand you when you're ordering your food.
Yeah. Yeah, to give my husband that haircut.
Yeah. Listen to some Bon Jovi or something until then.
Yeah, right.
That's awesome. Well, hey, have a great trip, and thanks for the call. And let us know what you think when you guys get back.
For sure. For sure. Thank you so much. Hey, we'll see you in Indianapolis.
Oh, yes. See you in Indy. Yes. See you next
month. Looking forward to meeting you all.
Hey, it's going to be fun. Can't wait. Can't wait. Awesome. We'll see you there. Be careful.
Thanks.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we have another caller on the line from the 314 area code. Ricky, where could that be?
I'm going to go with St. Louis.
Uh-oh. Let's see here.
You hung up on them.
No, it says there's a problem with the speakers. Let me try here. Caller, are you there? Oh, I'll have to hang up here. Call back 314. That's what happens. When you call from the loo, you have a problem. It's coming from so far away. I think the best advice for something like the Pixar Play Zone, there it is. Hello. Hey, who's joining us from St. Louis?
This is Jennifer. Can you hear me this time?
Yes. Sorry, that was my fault. I was trying to outfox my computer, but it didn't work, so sorry.
No worries. Thank you for doing this. Before I get into my questions, I do have a tip. You guys helped me with Single Dad, and he had a great time, so thank you for all your thoughts and tips. But he lost his phone on the Disney bus. So luckily he had backup prints of his whole itinerary. So that's one, technology is great, but if you don't have the printouts and you lose your phone, that would be good to do.
Did he get it back? I hope so.
No, he was told how to do the lost item report. So he did that, and he gets the daily updates via email that they haven't found it. So unfortunately, he hasn't. And he figured out that while he was there to use his son's iPad, so he was the person taking pictures off the iPad all around the park.
You know what? That's a lot. He needs to have a sign saying, "I lost my phone. This is all I have. Don't judge."
We've always made fun of the people that take pictures with their iPads, I'm sorry to say, but luckily he had that. And because I don't think he was as familiar, I told him about the Magic Bands and how you can get the free photos taken and then buy them afterwards, but I don't think he realized to do that. So, but he had the iPad, so he still has the memories with his son, so I appreciate it. But my question is, so my husband and I are platinum with Disney Cruise, and I heard you guys saying you're excited about Disney Cruises, and so my daughter's goal is to have 10 by 10 next year, hashtag blessed. So two questions. Pam, can you tell us how the Dream and Fantasy inaugural sailing bookings worked? And number two, do you foresee any changes coming to the Castaway Club program before they announce the new ship bookings?
Well, so this procedure with Disney is actually, it has changed a few times over the years, but for all of the releases lately, and this is just a release of regular itinerary in addition to possibly new ships, Platinum gets to book first, then Gold, then Silver and General Public. So I do anticipate that the Castaway Club levels will get to book prior to it being available for the general public. They traditionally don't sell out those inaugural sailings super quick. Who knows with these ships, there's always, something like that. But as you know, with Disney Cruise Line, the lowest price that you're going to get is going to be the day that it's released. So if the ship fills up, the price increases. So I anticipate Castaway Club levels to absolutely have a jump on the on general public availability for this.
Do you see them changing the number of cruises you have to take before you get to each level in order to adjust for those new bookings?
I have not heard anything about that. I would be surprised if those levels stayed, you know, in place long term, because I feel like they're sort of low levels when you think about it. To only have to do 10 cruises to get to be platinum is not a huge number of cruises, but I have not even heard of, you know, that I even haven't even heard a hint of this at this point. So I don't know. And that's the thing. I think that it's unlikely we will know that far in advance, but I think once you've reached that level, they aren't going to take that away from you.
I would hope not. I hope they don't make it.
So
like,
I need to hopefully reach platinum before it's not going to happen.
I just got platinum just recently, and my rest of my family's not. So yeah, don't change it. I don't want to have to.
That's
do diamond
not typical
or something.
Of Disney to do that. No. So
I'll be at gold after this cruise. So there you go. I need to get to platinum. 5 more cruises, Brian. Let's go.
Such a cool feeling.
No, but
that's
exactly
what we
really
were hoping,
have not even heard a rumor. I mean, I've heard little rumors of it, but I have not heard any. Thing like, you know, this is coming down the pipeline or anything yet.
So are you really looking forward to one of those inaugural cruises on one of the new ships?
We may. The only thing that we have concern about is I heard that the deposits are non-refundable and might be higher than what we're used to with no, you know, and no discounts and everything, because we always do the onboard 10% discount booking for future cruises. So, you know, that's the only thing that's holding us back is the non-refundable, but then maybe we just get insurance, like trip insurance, like we always do.
Yeah.
And right.
I mean, the thing is too, I've thought about it, but I mean, I've, like I said, I'm platinum too. And, you know, God willing, I've never had to miss a cruise. So it's never, you know, it's definitely worrisome. That's why I encourage everybody to get travel insurance, because not only for the what could happen, but for the peace of mind from the day you book the cruise until you take the cruise. Like, there's something to be said for peace of mind for 18 months, you know, or 2 years, however far out your cruise is. But you're right. I mean, in reality, I've taken all my cruises, so I've been very lucky. But I mean, of course, it only takes that one time to, you know, where you lose your deposit, that'd make you really sad.
Exactly. Yeah, we've never had to either, but we have old parents.
Yep.
So anything could happen at any time. So we always have to. And yeah, we've forked out a lot of money, but then you see the stories of the people that have to go to the hospital, you know, when they're in a foreign country and their insurance doesn't cover. So, you know, those, we get scared by that, and we don't need that $3,000, $5,000 bill or whatever the evacuation is, $50,000, you know, we don't need that. So, yep, we always do the insurance as well.
Yeah. If you want to take a helicopter ride, you want it to be like a tourism one, not a medical evacuation off the ship.
Yes. Needed for
exactly. Hey, well, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So what we're going to do here is go into Wednesday's Be Our Guest podcast. Let me see what number that's going to
wait
be.
Before we start.
Okay,
let's put a challenge in place.
Yes.
Let's put Ski Jumper's dad challenge in place.
Yes.
I think that would be great, but I want to give us an update too. So are you guys ready? Are you ready for the total?
We are.
All right. I'm getting it there. I want to make sure, because I have big news. We reached the halfway point.
Yes.
We've raised $10,000 for Give Kids the World. So, yay. Where's the bell, Mike? Where's the bell? Ding that bell.
I'm trying to write stuff down. I sneak at this bell still there. That's better. You got to really hit it lightly.
Okay. So, yay. We hit the halfway point.
Hang on. I'm refreshing just to double check. This isn't fake news.
It's
yes!
not fake news.
Yes. It is true. Yes. Okay. So catch us up, Ricky, real quick. We have two more donations.
Oh, you want me to go through the donation? I don't know where you left off.
Oh, sorry.
I got
up. Oh, that's right. You were gone. So we have two new donations. Caitlin Smith, thank you so much. Says, love BOGP and the Lizards working together for such a wonderful cause. Thanks for the hard work, Pam, Ricky, and Mike. Thank you, Caitlin. And Aaron Abbey with an amazing donation. Thank you so much. Getting us to the halfway point. Thanks for all you do. Go Lizards. So Aaron
that's
got
awesome.
Us there. Aaron
I love
got us
it.
Halfway.
You guys are so amazing.
So for our runner friends, here's what I do on my runs every morning. When I hit the halfway point, I tell myself, now it's a piece of cake because we're on our way home. So it's not a piece of cake yet, but we are halfway, so we're on our way home. So let's just get back home, and we'll be there. So there we go.
So, but we have a challenge for this month.
Okay,
this,
give us the challenge.
Are you guys ready for this? All right. So we have, it's since it's 3:10 right now, not three. It's going to go till 4:10. So it's only an hour. Okay. We only have 1 hour. This is key. 1 hour to get this completed. So our lovely friend Ski Jumper Dad is back again.
Every year.
And he always throws down a challenge. And this year it's a monstrous one. So they said that they will match up to $2,500 raised in this 1 hour.
So you're saying if we raise $2,500, it turns into
$5,000? $5,000 if we raise $2,500 in this hour. So
don't leave money on the table.
No.
Don't leave money on the table. We need to do this. So we're at 10,000. It's an easy number. Easy number to figure out when we hit the goal.
Yeah, it is.
So we need to raise $12,500, and then we will get another $2,500 to make the grand total be $1,500. But we need to do it in $1,000. What?
It'd be $15,000.
$15,000. Yes. Sorry. My bad. Whoa. Shortness. A lot of money. $15,000. But we only have 1 hour to do this in. So I'm begging you guys, for the bottom of my heart, if you haven't made your donation yet, please, please, please make your donation. I want this $2,500. So come on, let's do this. Let's get there. Let's make this goal. So that's all. I'm begging you. If I could get on my hands and knees right now, I would. Please, let's hit this goal.
I want to make sure I get it right. Ski Jumper Dad, right?
Ski Jumper Dad.
I want to make
sure
it's Jumper. That's okay.
He's amazing. Does a challenge every year. And so we're so thankful to him and his family for this. And we really want to hit this goal. So come on, guys, let's do this.
Hang on.
My impassioned speech is over.
That was awesome. All right, hang on. I'm typing. Okay, show. Okay, here we go. Just so we know for the next hour, it's there. There we go. Up to $2,500. So there we go. Till 4:10 Eastern. Give a donation. BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Now, what we're going to do is do our listener question show for Wednesday. So we're going to record it as we would here in the studio on Monday nights at around 5:30. We're doing it on a Saturday at 3 in the afternoon, but we're going to pretend. So there we go. And Jeanette says there's already 43 entries for the Disney gift basket. Holy cow, 43. That's awesome. And we do have some questions in the chat, so also have those in the chat for us. We're going to answer those first. We'll also take your calls once we open up the phone line. I'll give you a heads up once we get into that. All right, so this is going to be episode 1356. Okay,
let's see. If you were thinking about donating,
do it now.
I just want to say it one more time. This is the hour.
It is. Yes. And we're going to remind you throughout this listener question show. I mean, come on.
I feel like I'm on a telethon.
I do.
I mean, and I know that's sort of what we're doing. But,
right. Yeah.
But I mean, I need to be like, pick up your phone. Operators yes. are standing by right
yes.
now.
We do. We need a phone bank with people. Yes. Even if they're just calling each other, it'd be cool.
Oh, we got a big thumbs up from Mr. Bankhead. Who are you going to call out this hour to make it happen for us?
That's right, Mike. Are the thumbs still in cuffs, in Facebook cuffs or not? I was just making sure. All right, so let's get to some questions. So again, we have some in the chat. Thank you so much for that. You can give us a call. Woo. Once we ask for those, it'll be 407-413-WDW5.
I am.
Thanks for the blanket.
I busted. I have a blanket going on too. It's freezing down here. Okay, so let's get this. Let's do this. Okay, so hang on. Let's see. 1356. All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 1356 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. This is a very special Be Our Guest podcast because this listener question show is being recorded during the 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World Village down in Orlando. And as of the time we're starting the recording of this podcast, we have raised $10,000 for the village thanks to your generosity. It's all because of our amazing community and listeners. So thank you so very much. Right now, as we're recording live, we have an awesome opportunity for our listeners who are tuned in live. Now, of course, you're listening on the feed. This is gone. But for those listening live, you donate now in the next hour till 4:10 p.m. Eastern. Ski Jumper Dad, one of our great listeners, is going to match your donation up to $2,500. So make it happen while we're answering your listener questions. And if you have questions, you can put them in the chat or you can give us a call here. We'll open up the phone lines in just a second. But joining me today from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, she put this all together, worked hard for the last month and actually longer. We have Ricky. What's going on, Ricky?
You know, just sitting here raising money for Give Kids the World. Yeah, it's a good day. It's a really good day.
It's an awesome day. I love this day. I mean, to get to do what I love for 12 hours straight.
Except for I get to talk to people I love. It's awesome. It's such a fantastic day. And I'm so excited to get to answer your questions live, which is awesome, too.
Yes, and we're going to have the phone lines open. We're going to have the chat open. We're not even going to go to the inbox today. We don't think, unless we get in a crunch. All right, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Snuggly, up there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You would think we're doing this in the middle of January, but it's actually July. Yep. What's going on, Pam Forrester? Our houses are so cold.
I know.
Pam's freezing me. That's what she's doing. She's freezing me.
I know, right? I know. So this is exciting because we get to interact with the folks that are watching us on Facebook in a way that we sort of do every listener's questions kind of day. We throw some in, but we answer mostly email questions. So now it's like right there. It's like on the fly. Like we have to have the answers right like that, even more so than ever before. There's less researching than ever before.
But let's be honest. Was there really a lot of researching to begin with?
I know. There wasn't much to begin with, and now there's less than there ever was. So it's not only junglier down here, but it is less researched, and we could appear less knowledgeable.
This is true. This is true.
Speaking of junglier, when we were down at Walt Disney World last week, during extra magic hours at the Magic Kingdom one night, the Jungle Cruise was closed, and I was like, I wanted to ride it at night. Like, you know, you get the best cast member interaction, you know, like at midnight on the Jungle Cruise. That's always the most fun, and it was closed.
Yes, they get a little rowdy.
They do. I think maybe it got too rowdy, and they had to close the attraction. I don't know.
They missed out.
All right, so Sarah, so the first question is about Ample Hills, so you know that's going to be first.
Oh, yes, that's going to be good.
It's from Sarah Fisher in the Facebook chat. Mike, does Ample Hills still have the flight of ice cream? I'm looking on the menu.
I can answer this question now.
Yes, I'm looking on the menu and can't seem to find it. Since you were just down there, I'm sure you stopped by. Positive, I did go by there 2 or 3 times. And they did have the flight of ice cream because Mallory and Emily were trying to split a flight of ice cream as we walked to Epcot, and that was the biggest mess in the world. You must sit down to eat a flight of ice cream. But Ricky, you saw that as well.
I split my flight with Hannah, and it was quite delicious. We each had we picked the 6 flavors that we both thought we'd like the most, but then we ended up each like favoring 3 different flavors. So it ended up working out nicely for us because I didn't have to share completely with Hannah. So I mean, we each, you know, once we figured out our sides, then we were fine. But it was delicious. And let me tell you, the ice cream flight is a fantastic deal. I really don't want to say those words because I don't want them to like think, oh, we can jack up the price now. But I mean, seriously, when you think about it, it's 6 flavors of ice cream. And they're small. They're not like huge scoops of ice cream, but you do get 2 smaller scoops of ice cream in each little cup. Piece.
Cup.
So there's a ton of ice cream that you get. My suggestion is you definitely want to eat it, especially when it's in the middle of summer. You definitely want to eat it while you're at Ample Hills.
Yes.
Because Hannah and I learned this the very, very hard way. We took the ice cream with us and back up to the room, and it melted completely. So,
got to be smarter than the ice cream. I think your mic came unplugged, Ricky.
But I'll figure it out.
Okay. So next question. I think this is an interesting one. So Joe Laszlo down in Atlanta says, with the parking fees, has the Magic for Less seen a change in the mix of guests flying versus driving? So, Pam, what do you think? I mean, here's the thing, like, as an agent who books a lot of travel, is that I really don't know if my guests were making a change. I just know either they are flying or they are driving, but I don't know what their like thinking was. Like, were they thinking about flying or driving? What do you think about the change of habits with this?
I don't think it's really impacted habits of guests. I think that people who were going to fly, we're going to fly. People who are going to drive are going to drive. The one thing it may have done, and we haven't really seen this, but I will say, if anything, maybe someone who was going to rent a car, who was going to fly, but rent a car anyways, has looked at that maybe a little more. Like, do I really want to rent a car, given that there's going to be a parking fee? Or do I just want to utilize Disney transportation? But we have not seen a big change in this. And I can tell you, because I rented a car when we were down there, the parking lots are just as full as they ever were at the resort. So if that was one of the goals that they had, I don't think that that part was met. But, you know, maybe at some point in the future that will impact that. But it just doesn't seem to at this point.
Yeah, I think the same. I didn't see, you know, empty parking lots or anything like that. But I will tell you personally that my first couple times we flew down, we rented a car and that was fine. This time when I got home and I checked my email, I took Ubers 12 times in 2 weeks. 12 times. Hmm. I mean, so we were talking about this. And so each, if you average with the tip, each one of my Uber rides probably came in around 10 or 12 bucks. So I paid probably $120, $130 for all those Uber rides, but I didn't have to pay to park. And the thing about Uber was that it drops you off right where you need to be and it picks you up right outside the door. I mean, there's something to be said for convenience that way too.
I think though, if you would ask my husband whether he would rent a car or not in the future, I think what he would say is that he still would. Yeah. He just likes having that convenience of being able to go where he wants to go, when he wants to go. So I think it's a consideration, as with all things, but I think most people are just sort of rolling that into their overall vacation price. And, you know, if they're keeping the parking, you know, just consider it like that. So anyways.
Yeah, that's kind of how I looked at it, because, you know, 2 years ago, me would have like been, you know, oh, do I have to take another Uber? But the thing was, I just said, it's part of the vacation. Just when I need an Uber, I'm just going to hit the button. I'm going to get a car, because we did a lot of, because we were down there with, you know, the Foresters were there, the Gardeners were there, Ricky was there. So we were doing a lot of, and we, none of us were staying at the same resort. So a lot of times we'd want to hang out together. So we'd go, like I was staying at Coronado, you guys were at Boardwalk, I'd have to take an Uber over there. Then some of us were at Polynesian, so we had to go there. And resort to resort's a challenge, but man, I think Uber has solved that problem. The minivans as well, but the minivans are just slightly more expensive. Well, not slightly, but they're probably double the cost.
They are a lot more expensive, yeah.
Do you think them? What do you think about the minivans a year later? Do you think they're a hit? There's 60. There's about 60 of them.
I think there are. I think they really are. And I think one of the things that makes them a hit is, first of all, as the mom of a daughter, I don't care if she is 16 or 53 at some point in her life, I'm going to feel much more safe if she's riding in a minivan as opposed to an Uber. I'm not saying the Uber is unsafe or Lyft is unsafe. I'm just saying the fact that that is a Disney cast member who is driving that car brings me a peace of mind.
Oh, just lost your audio there, Pam.
Oh, Pam.
No,
now you're back. Mic. You're back. You're back.
Oh, you're back. Pam, are you there?
You're good.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, it's Mike back. That's not.
Oh, you don't hear me?
Mike.
Hello.
Oh, I hear Mike. Uh-oh.
So, Ricky, while Pam's figuring that out, what do you think about the minivans? I mean, we see them everywhere on property. I mean, they're all over the place.
Can you hear Mike?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear Mike.
I can hear me, too.
Maybe stop your camera, Pam, and then come back in.
If not, I'll do the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So what do I think of the minivans?
Yes.
I mean, I think that they're a fantastic option for people who maybe are a little leery of Uber. I know, you know, as someone who, when I first started taking Ubers, I was a little like uneasy about the whole process. But you know, now I really like taking Ubers when I'm in places that, you know, I don't know how to get around, that kind of thing. I use them all the time when I was in New York. So, you know, I think that it's definitely a very helpful thing. And I think the minivans are, you know, they're a good gateway into feeling comfortable with that whole process.
Yeah, so. I agree.
Yeah, and I even asked I asked the Uber driver one time, we're going over the Polynesian, like, has he seen an increase in Uber fares? And he said he hasn't really seen an increase, but he said there was kind of a lull usually after spring break until summer picked up. He said there was no downswing this year. It just stayed steady. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's an upswing if you think about it.
And
so.
You see them increasing the fleet. I mean, increasing yes. the minivan fleet. So I feel like it must be an effect of, you know, something that a lot of people are using. So, you know, I think that we'll still continue to see the minivans operating for sure.
Absolutely. I think they'll expand it out too to different Me types too. Of vehicles. Okay, so if you have a phone call or if you want to call in and be a part of the show in the conversation, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Don't forget, you can double your donation right now at brguestpodcast.com. You know, as you're listening live, of course, not here on Wednesday, but for the next hour till 4:10 p.m. Eastern here on Saturday, July 14th. Ski Jumper Dad is matching those donations up to $2,500. Very, very generous. Thank you so very much. But get those donations in as we answer your listener questions here. So just go to brguestpodcast.com. All right, Mackenzie Brown has a question about Cruise Line. She says, do you like the larger Disney Cruise Line ships or the smaller, and why? So far, I've only done the Wonder and the Fantasy. The Wonder is my favorite, but I think that's just because it was my honeymoon cruise. Well, you better say that. You know, go on, your honeymoon cruise. Got to say that. But
I thought that was you saying that.
No,
Mike.
No, it wasn't my honeymoon. Shoot.
Well, that's a lie because we do the BOGP cruise on the Dream.
No, I'm saying that has to be Jay and Melissa's favorite cruise ship because
no, I get it.
I'm just saying.
I did not get it was Mackenzie.
No, that was Mackenzie's. You got to sorry. No, so here's what I say. My favorite are the larger ships because I love the Wonder and the Magic. I just like having more options for activities. You know, I like the Aqueduct. I just the bigger the better for me. Even like if I was on Royal Caribbean, I'd want to be on the biggest ships. You know, that's just. It just gives me more opportunity to do more things. So not that one's nicer or anything like that. I think they're all equivalent when it comes to the amenities, but there's just more options on the larger ship. So Ricky, you're getting ready to sail what, the Magic or the Wonder?
I am. Magic. So I have not sailed the smaller ships yet. So in September, it's going to be my first time on the Magic on one of the smaller, the classic ships, I guess I should say.
Yes.
So I've only done the larger ships. So it's going to be interesting for me as someone who's only done the larger ships to take a step back and go on the more classic ships, the smaller ones, to see how they differ. And I'm very curious to see whether it will be not a big shock, but like if it will, if I'm going to be not disappointed either. I just notice the size difference is, I guess, what I'm trying to say is I'm curious to see, and I'm curious to see how Brian takes it too, because obviously, you know, him not being a complete Disney nerd, he has opinions of things as well. So I'm really curious to see his take on it. But I feel like there's so many activities that you can still do on the Magic and the Wonder that make a Disney cruise a Disney cruise. So I'm super super excited about getting to experience the Magic, and I like that, like on the Magic and the Wonder they have like the special dining experience. So they have Tiana's Place on the Wonder, and I'm gonna get to experience the Rapunzel meal, which I'm super excited about. Can I just tell you, like, I'm really excited about that, and I'm excited about seeing the Rapunzel show as well. So very, very excited. So it's going to be interesting for me to see how things differ. I do like the bigger ships, though. I think that they, the only way you really notice it is maybe when you're on the top deck, or, you know, and you have to go all the way across if you're going to like the sports deck from the front.
Yep.
Or if you are maybe, you know, in the hall, you have a room that's all the way at the end of the hall. You know, I feel like that those are really the only times when you really notice the size of the ship, if that makes sense.
What you're going to notice too is that the decks have different numbers. You're used to a numbering system where like the top deck's 11 and it's actually 9. You're you're all confused.
It's
you're
drive like, me nuts. So yeah. Like, let's go to deck 11.
Exactly. You're like, well, wait, right. I mean 9, because that's how. So we have a caller on the line, but Pam, real quick, what do you prefer when it comes to the classic or the larger ships?
So I have to say I'm a larger ship fan. I understand the appeal of the classic ships, especially because those are oftentimes the first ships that Disney Cruise Line fans sailed on. They were on those classic ships. Those have great memories. But for me, like you all have mentioned, I really prefer having the additional restaurants. I think that, you know, Remy is a great addition. And I think just having that, I like the additional activities. I like the just the options to have different shows and different entertainment that's not there on the classic ships. And that's why I prefer them. We absolutely have people though who are passionate about those two early ships.
Yes. I mean, yes, there are people.
Like, it's fighting words.
That's why I'm curious to see how it works for me. Like, am I going to fall in love with the smaller ship?
I don't know.
Like,
you might. And so I think that's why you have to experience both for yourself. I still don't think, no matter which you prefer, the other one's still okay. Let me tell you, it's not like I will not sail on. Let's
just say, darn it, I have to sail on the Magic today.
Right. If you like a Disney cruise, you will like any of them, but some just prefer some over the others.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Thanks so much for your patience. Who's joining us?
It's Christy from West Lafayette, Indiana. How are you guys?
Super. Hey. Thanks.
Great. Thanks. We're doing great.
You're in Boilermaker country, I guess.
Oh, yeah, we sure are.
Good and stuff.
We're just an hour away from the Indy Disney meet. We're looking forward to it.
We'll see you there. Awesome. I can't wait.
Be there. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Be there with bells on.
Yes. No, I'm not wearing bells, but I'll be there.
Oh. Anyway. You have the dinger.
So yeah, I do. Good. Hang on. I'll bring the bell. All right. So how can we help you? What do you have to, you have a question or a comment today?
My husband, if anybody follows me on Facebook, they'll know my husband's turning 60 this year. Actually, he did just turn 60 in June. And so his big present is a cruise on the Magic this fall. And I think it's about a month after yours, Ricky. We're going just a 4-day out of New York up to New Brunswick and then back.
I think we were thinking about that cruise, to be perfectly honest. We were really looking at that one, and then we decided to go on the 7-night to Quebec. So we were really looking at that cruise.
Well, it was, I mean, I was really pleasantly surprised at the price. And
yes, that's why we were looking at that cruise. We were like, oh, well, I can do that. So.
And since we can, you know, tie it in with a few days to see some shows and do some other stuff in New York City, it just was very appealing. But never being on the Magic, I was curious, and I know you guys have been talking about this some, but I just wondered, I'm very concerned about, you know, the port in New York City and wondered if any of you guys had ever experienced it. And then also what we might want to make sure we do while we're on the Magic, because never been on it, don't know anything about it, excited to learn.
I haven't, the last time I was on the Magic was her third sailing, way back in the day, before the Wonder. So it's been a while for me. So Pam, what about some advice here with sailing out of New York on the Magic?
So we have sailed out of New York and really had a great experience. I really like that port, the fact that you'll get to see, you know, the Statue of Liberty. I don't know if you'll cruise, you know, past that, but, you know, look and see how that's going in the cruises that sail that way.
I think you do. I've seen, like, I've been watching videos online and I've seen, like, where they go past the Statue of Liberty, which is really cool.
There's a bunch that do.
That would be
It really
so
just
wonderful.
Depends on it, on the way that Disney takes. But, so it's a great... I think it's a different port than Port Canaveral. The thing you want to know, or just remember is that Port Canaveral is really kind of unique in that, you know, that's a Disney Cruise Line terminal. The other terminals are not Disney Cruise Lines. They're somebody else's and Disney Cruise Line is using them or they belong to the port there. So they aren't quite as Disney-fied. But it's still a good experience. I still, you know, my advice for any cruise, of course, is to arrive a night early if you can and stay in the area.
We are.
Good. See, that always makes me breathe easier. It's like I don't even know which one of the Magic for Less Travel guests are not arriving the day before because that would keep me up at night.
She would have actually killed me. I think she would have booked the stay for me.
I would have made
like,
her.
No, you are flying out tonight.
You will fly in. No, that just makes me sleep easier at night. So anyways, so then you will get to enjoy some of that. And I say, you know, if New York is not a place you travel to often, absolutely take advantage to see some of the sights there.
Yeah.
We did a hop on, hop off bus tour that also included a boat And the boat actually went under the Brooklyn Bridge and out past the Statue of Liberty. And it was really, really a cool experience, even though we had been in New York City before. I enjoyed that a lot. So that was fun. We're just now starting to get information on some of these cruise ports and the itineraries and the excursions that Disney Cruise Line is going to offer to guests that are there. So I don't have a ton of advice on the ports that you're visiting, but there's some cool things. And I don't discount the ability to, if you have something in that area where you're stopping, make your own shore excursion, your own port adventure, because you are doing it here in North America. I think that that's a little less daunting than, you know, when you're traveling over to Italy or something. You're going to have folks that speak the language that we're familiar with, and you can catch an Uber or Lyft even and do things in that. So don't miss some of that, some opportunities like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing all about your trip, Ricky, and I'll be
a good guinea pig for you. Okay?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Oh, and we talked about stuff that's available just on the Magic. I want to encourage you to do Tangled the Musical.
I'm so excited about that.
Fun. So yes. Make sure you take time to do that. That'll be a fun thing.
Part of my strategy in booking this cruise was so that I can book while I'm on board for the GOB, the Be Our Guest cruise.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome.
So you'll be seeing that come through, Mike.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. No, it's going to be great because we haven't talked about that in a while, but that's going to be June 28th of 19. That is less than a year away now. Did we just, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So we'll be sailing the Dream, and guess what? Castaway Key, so awesome. We're going twice. two stops. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. We've had such fun on the previous four, and this will be the best.
So that's right. So you won't be doing Castaway Key on this cruise, but you'll get it
twice. Yes. And then the other thing you get to experience with the cruise that you're going on is it's in October, right? So you get to see Halloween on the high seas, too.
Yes.
Which is something I am so excited to get to experience.
Oh, yeah.
We get to trick or treat. Hello. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I got to really watch my diet until then so that I can eat all the candy.
There's no calories on a cruise. None. No. That will tell you that over and over.
Zero.
We got to work on our costumes, though.
I know. I do too.
I haven't broke that news to my husband yet, but.
Oh, he's got to wear a costume? Oh.
No, he needs to, you just make him a pirate. Everybody's a pirate on a Disney cruise.
Well, we have
a
pirate night, too.
Yeah, see, exactly.
At least on our cruise. I don't know if they'll have it on the shorter cruise, but I know on the 7 night, we have pirate night and Halloween night, so that'll be fun.
I'm sure they have a pirate night, probably. I'd imagine. It's fun.
Yeah, they probably do.
I saw in the research they did both, but I'm not 100% sure, so, yeah.
I've got a mean pirate look on the balcony. Ricky's seen the pictures.
It's special.
Well, hey, thank you so much and have a great cruise, and hopefully you'll join us for the podcast cruise because it's going to be amazing. We love it.
We're planning on it.
Good deal.
I'm just enjoying hanging out with you guys today.
We are going to have a blast. Yeah, it's not 12 hours at a time on the cruise, I promise you.
No.
Small doses.
Yeah, not at a time. Yes.
Small doses.
But not at a time. Yeah.
All right, hey. Okay, I got to go check my bids.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Get in there and snipe. We'll see you in Indy.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, it's so fun.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.